Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Happy Gaudet Sunday. How many of you have even heard the word Gaudet before? That's right. Gaudet, G-A-U-D-E-T. Anybody know what it means? It means to rejoice. So this is the Sunday of rejoicing. It's working.
Rejoice!
Rejoice! Rejoice! Rejoice. Hey, it does work. Thank you. You know, there was a hymn I would love to have done today, and it's called Here We Come Rejoicing, but it's not in our hymnal. Oh, darn, but it's perfect for today. In fact, that's what it was written for. Okay, today, look, get this out here. We lit the pink candle. If you were here Friday night, you know what the pink candle stands for. Joy and the Holy Spirit, okay? And today we celebrate joy. Anybody remember why the rest of the candles are purple? No? That was quick. Royalty, okay. Now, Dean is going to sing Joy to the World today. Now, Joy to the World, we sing it as a Christmas carol. It's not a Christmas carol, it's an Advent carol. Because it's joy to the world, the Savior reigns, let earth receive its king. Okay? That's an Advent hymn. Surprisingly enough, I mean, we sing it as Christmas. But the thing is, Isaac Watts meant it for today. So it's one of those things that's nice. All right, so what is joy? Well, you know how I am about words, so I looked it up. It's a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Ah, but is there more to the story? Yeah. Where's Paul Harvey when you need him? The rest of the story. Well, before I tell you that, the antonyms with joy is misery, despair, trial, and tribulation. Now, remember, purple candles stand for royalty. They also stand for suffering. Because when the Roman soldiers tortured Jesus, what did they put around his shoulders?
A purple robe.
A purple robe, because he was royal. So the church uses purple for two reasons. First of all, the royalty of Jesus, and also a remembrance of his suffering. Remember I told you that Advent is not just a time when we think about Jesus coming back as a baby, but it's him coming back as the judge of everything because of paying our price on the cross. And so the suffering of this time has to do with that. Now let me ask you this. How can this be joy today, and we already had hope and peace, next week is love. How can we have those in a time of suffering? Good question, isn't it? Can there be joy during suffering? Well, sure there can. Sure there can. And that's part of the thing why we do this. Okay? And remember, Advent is related to Lent. Okay? It used to be a 40-day period, too. We don't do it 40 days anymore. We just do it 4 Sundays. But sometimes the church uses different meanings for words. Remember when we were in Bible study and we had the word cleave? Now, cleave means, you know, like a cleaver. It's something that's used to cut other things up, right? But yet in the church, it has a different meaning. It's, I want to cleave to something means I want to grasp.
Put it over.
I'm coming undone.
Put it over your shoulder.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put it over my shoulder. But to cleave on things means that you grasp a hold of something and you don't let go in the church. Now, let's talk about joy, okay? Because joy in the church means to rejoice. Happy Gaudet Sunday. Rejoice. So today, we have a celebration of joy because it's rejoicing. And when we rejoice, it comes to us in the Holy Spirit, which is why we have that pink candle. You know, part of the thing that we deal with in this is that beautiful, beautiful scripture from Philippians 4. One of the things, each one of these candles has scripture that's hooked onto it. But today I want to share the one that has to do with the joy. I did it Friday night too, but I think it's beautiful. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. You know, that's sort of basic, isn't it? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and keep your minds in Christ Jesus. Boy, I wonder if I've ever heard that one before. The way I usually end my sermons is with a form of that, isn't it? All Lutheran pastors end their sermons with a form of that. Because it's so important. You know, I look at this kind of thing with suffering and joy at the same time. And I got to think, remember that old commercial? You know, it's two sides of the same coin. You can't have some, you can't have none. You can't have one without the other. I can't even remember what it was, but the jingle sticks in my mind. But suffering and joy go together. Well, why? Because the human lot is we will suffer. But who's with us while we're suffering? The Holy Spirit and God. So that's why they're related. Rejoice. Turn page. I really think the other thing is verse 6 of Philippians is important here too. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have received your concern for me. And we're going to talk about that in a second. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Now that I am speaking of being in need, or not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. Now, remember, this was written by the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was called the most ugly apostle. He was not good to look at. He had a club foot, walked with a limp. Okay? He stuttered. Who's the most effective apostle?
Paul.
Folks, you can either say, well, I can't do this because, or I can do it because. It's how you look at it. So we are all going to suffer. And you can just wallow in the depths of the despair, the trials, the tribulations. Or you can rejoice and say, yeah, it happened. You remember the movie, It's a Wonderful Life? Okay. And at the end, because he's, oh, you know, the money's gone. And somebody said to him, you're going to jail. Yeah, isn't it wonderful? It's a great movie, isn't it? I watch it every year too. But stop and think for that. Was there joy in his suffering?
Yeah.
Is that a pretty good example for us? Sure it is. Van Capper knew the scriptures. Okay. So the thing is, when we see those kind of things, can you wallow or can you rejoice? It's up to you, isn't it? You know, here's how I look at it. Well, it's up there or something. No, that's right. But whatever situation I'm in, I am to be content. Now, Paul was in need, okay? And he tells us that, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. They knew he needed help. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. You didn't have an opportunity to help. And that's okay, because he's going to be content no matter what he has. You know, the scripture that we had today, when Mary goes to visit Elizabeth, I think is very telling. Okay, because when she greets her cousin Elizabeth, what happens? Who's the baby, by the way? John the Baptist. He leaps for joy in her womb. He leaps for joy in her womb because he's rejoicing that he's in the presence of Christ, even though neither one of them had been born yet. Rejoice. I say to you, rejoice. That first part of Philippians. You know, I think that's what the whole purpose of Advent is to tell us that no matter what happens to us, we can rejoice. Now, I love the gospel reading today because our gospel is not just in the gospel, it's in the Old Testament. Because it starts off, fear not, for I am with you. My dad always used to say, if we live in fear, we fear to live. Why be afraid to live? If things go wrong, I rejoice. You know, if I harm somebody, apologize. It's okay. But the thing is, have joy. Choose joy. That's the way she starts her day every day. Okay? Is there anything wrong with choosing joy? No. Should we choose joy?
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. I love this. God will take care of us. There's always something good to focus on when there are trials and tribulations. Why? What did he tell us in the Old Testament? Because I love you. Do not be afraid, because I am with you. Fear not. And may this day of joy, of Gaudet Sunday, rejoicing in the love God has for us and is shown by the pink candle of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.